Her Intuition Podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do, my good people. Your girl Yolanda Randolph here, coming to you with another quick motivational minute, another Teller Tuesday. Y'all know I don't care what you're calling it, just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl and whatever floats your boat, I'm happy and I am excited. I'm so excited to always have you guys here because I love you, okay? Yolanda Randolph loves her some you. Now, if you're not talking to the Lord, if you are not entwine with God, I encourage you to do so, okay? You do not have to be that person who quotes the Bible. You do not have to be that person who goes to church every single Sunday and all of this stuff here. You do not have to do that. I am living proof that you can talk to Him wherever you are, wherever you stand. So I encourage you, my good people, my good friends, my good loves, to talk to God. He is that one who could turn all of that negative around for your good. Hey, I am living proof. I talk about nothing unless I have proof, okay? So talk to God today. All right, now, let's go ahead and get on into this week's message because I have been anxious. I want to talk to mothers today, particularly the younger mothers who listens to this podcast. I want to be a reminder for all of my good mothers who have been through the ringer and the fire, and I want to be a motivator, encourager, and inspirer for all of my good people who are just beginning in the race of motherhood, and you're learning, okay, along the way. Now, as mothers, I must say, we never really stop learning. It's always a learning curve. Something is always going on that will have you asking yourself questions, will have you testing yourself, will have you sometimes doubting yourself. I'm living proof. So, with that being said, who in the world let the boogeyman in? Who done it? Who let the boogeyman in? Now, when I say boogeyman, I'm speaking of those people who come in and wreak havoc in your life, however you want to say it, okay? I'm talking about those people who come in and mean you no good. I'm talking about those who come in and only have an agenda for themselves. They have nothing at all to offer you. Ladies and gentlemen, the deadbeat. Oh, yes, listen. I told you that I was not going to let up on the deadbeat. It's very important to me to continue to keep those deadbeats in the forefront of my conversation because my goal is to try to help as many people, especially women, as I possibly can to avoid all of the drama and the pain. Okay, so this is why I talk about deadbeats. All right, I told y'all that I wasn't going to let up. Now, who let that boogeyman in? When we let the boogeyman in, that person, male or female, does not necessarily just hurt you, okay? Listen now, those of us who are mothers and we have children, those children are being hurt as well. They may not say it. You may not can identify it at first, but remember, we're still learning. A lot of times those things happen later on when your children have grown up, then you will begin to hear stories. Sometimes you will begin to need counseling, all because we let those boogeymen in. Okay, we have to be careful, my good ladies. We have to be careful who we let in into our orbit because we're feeling the ways. We don't want to be alone. We don't want to have those urges and yearning for someone down below. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. We don't want to feel that. So sometimes we just take any old thing because we want to have that itch scratch. Okay, now see, we all grown here, the majority of us. Okay, and if we ain't, and we got some teenagers and stuff, they too know what's going on and what's happening. Okay, All right. So, sometimes we're letting our emotions take over. All the while, not intentionally, but we're forgetting all about our children. Our children is our responsibility. I have said this a million times up here on this podcast. I have wrote it in books. I have been saying it from the beginning of God placing me into this presence and on this platform and others. Our children are our responsibilities. We owe them, okay? We owe them the care. It's up to us to care for our children. And that includes when we allow any and everything to come on in because we want something scratched or we want our emotions intact or we want to feel as if we're not going to be alone for the rest of our lives. Let's face it. Some of us who are moving towards middle age or there or whatever, sometimes we begin to be fearful that we will begin to live a life of being alone, that we will never be happy because the right men are not coming along. So we settle. Ladies, we got to stop settling for anything. Who in the world let that boogeyman in? Who in the world done that? When we let boogeyman in, the boogeyman, it has a lingering effect. Remember, your children watch everything that you do. Again, they may not say it. They may not show you signs. But I promise you, they are watching. We got to stop letting these wrong people in. The deadbeats, we got to stop letting them in. We got to stop allowing our emotions to be in the forefront. We got to think this thing through. We got to learn how to be okay just being by ourselves. You got to learn to love yourself, especially, again, my younger ladies who listen to this podcast. Sweeties, we got to know how to love ourselves. You got to be okay with yourself. In order for you to have the good men, in order for you to do the screening, see, that's what I didn't do. Back in the day when my children were small, I didn't do a whole bunch of necessary screenings, like screening them to see if they are a deadbeat. I didn't look for that because, see, I was trying to do something about that itch, and I was trying to do something about my emotions, and I was trying to stop the people in the street who saying that, oh, well, Yolanda, she can't keep no man, instead of me saying, well, how about, could it be that the good Lord himself is weeding them suckers out? I just wasn't listening. A lot of times, my good queens, we are not listening when God show us those signs. The deadbeat will show it because God got you like that. He has given all of us intuition. Yep, there it go. That word again. He has given all of us intuition to weed them suckers out. A lot of times we just don't pay it no mind because our emotions are at stake. The fear is real. All the while, they coming in and getting their rocks set off. The children are collateral damage. But it's up to us. It's up to us to keep our children safe. I want to be a reminder of that today. And an encourager for those who are starting off new. And even if, you know, all of us have made mistakes as parents. I know good and well that I have. I made a lot of mistakes. We want to try to do better when we have made those mistakes. I know that I do. I raise my hand. I know that I do. Because of the mistakes that I made back in the day, by not weeding out those dudes, I learned something. I learned something. During all of that, I learned that Yolanda is A-okay. Yolanda is fine whether she has a man or not. Yolanda is A-okay. She's fine. Yolanda's children are better off. Yolanda's children no longer have to try to keep their emotions hidden so that they don't upset mom because she's around upset and mom don't think that they notice it. Children are not oblivious. They know. Okay, they know. We gotta protect our babies. It's a must. It's important. We are responsible for the next generation. When our children grow up and are a mess, their children can grow up to be a mess. It's a whole never-ending cycle. We got to stop the cycle now. Let's get in the mindset. Let's get in the habit of being happy with ourselves so that we just don't pull in that boogeyman. Who in the world let that boogeyman in? Who done it? Ask yourself. The next time you're talking to a deadbeat, and ladies, you know when you're talking to them. Remember, I got a whole bunch of messages up here on this podcast all about that. All about how you have to listen to them. And they'll tell you that they're deadbeats. They'll tell you up front. It's the things that they say. They will let you know up front that they are pure deadbeats. We just don't listen. And they'll let you know up front. We just do not listen. So the next time you're sitting around and you're talking to that boogeyman, that potential to come into your life, ask yourself, not just them, because we talk about those questions that you ask them, the men, to see what you can get out of them, to dig deeper. Ask yourself, what am I gaining from this? Not just me, but my children. What do we have to gain from letting this dude or this chick in? Ask yourself that. And before you do that, if you are not okay with yourself, if you are having some problems with yourself, I want you to go into the mirror and you tell yourself that you are loved, you are worthy, and you most certainly matter. I'm telling you, it works. If you don't want to say that, find something to say. Look at your beautiful self and you tell yourself that. You stare at yourself and you tell yourself that until you begin to believe it. Because we got to stop letting these boogeymen in. We got to stop letting that boogeyman into our lives. Who let that boogeyman in? We got to get our own emotions intact. It is not somebody else's responsibility to keep our emotions intact. And it's most certainly nobody else's responsibility to take care of our children. I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. I am so happy and I am so grateful that you are here. Books booming, shaking, and popping over there on Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble, Walmart, wherever you get your favorite books, okay? You can find Yolanda Randolph's very special project, very special book releases in May. I'm so proud of it. Be on the lookout for it. Get ready to clutch those imaginary pearls. I'm telling you, it is a mess, okay? All right, be ready. So that's it for this week. Be sure to follow your girl over there on Instagram. I gotta say this because y'all know I forget. At Why Yolanda Randolph. Over there on Instagram, Facebook is Yolanda Randolph Publications. And then the email is YolandaRandolphPublications@gmail.com. I have to get that out because, like I said, I'll forget. Y'all know that. So that's it for this week. You are in charge of your children. Let's quit letting that boogeyman in. Find out what source let that boogeyman in. And then you work on that. Okay, many blessings to you, many blessings to you, many blessings to you. And prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to follow me on my hashtag #HerIntuition page on Facebook and on Instagram at Yolanda Randolph Publications.